OG Tiger Lee.
Something
different, special edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time?
Look at these faces, niggas fed up. Monopoly money, bitch, I got my bread up. Grimy nigga head tap, fuck a head up. Gotta be joking, super soaker, leave a nigga wet up. No need for that vest, pussy, we aiming from the neck up. Keep my knife and I poke him in his neck to make him sweat up. Yeah, WCW, give me head when I wake up. Gagging on that guy, fucking up my makeup. I'm as grimy as I wanna be. Of a legend, better mention me. When you talking about the Allen, better mention me. Got a couple G's, millionaires, what I'm soon to be. Sex, money, and drugs, really, it's nothing new to me. Touch cake, niggas fake, like costume jewelry. Use the fan, but let's keep it between you and me. Watching me copy and sloppily, but it's only one me.
National and international known as we're all these wicked men and children, yeah.
Monopoly fan rapping the man section. Got a 50 round drum, that's the band section. Talking so damn reckless, but can't test him. Got a gold gem on you niggas to teach a damn lesson. Trip on my shoulder, I dare nigga knock it off. Niggas thinking they on my level, I tell them knock it off. Name a rapper who had a dog, I'm like not at all. Hold it down, there's nothing going down if I'm not involved. Louisville slugger to your noggin, what's poppin'? Send your ass to the blood bank to make a deposit. They can't ride the waves, so they rather try to stop it. Till I lay your ass like a cut-off socket. Everybody say they a killer until they meet one. Niggas scream fuck the police and then they need one. Run over niggas just like a speed bump. Ain't worried about the hating, cause that's the shit that I be from. It's gone.
It's amazing, Mr. Please please himself.
No need to introduce. Rockwell's getting the boost, I'm spitting truth. My style gave birth to your style, labor induced. I'm a bad motherfucker, cause yeah, I'm fucking a suit. You dudes ain't on the same as we on. Your jackass is all E-R. You can re-on the drugs that we spittin', his finger licking his Popeye. Hot shit, burn when I spit, just like some hot fries. When the mask off, get lost, don't call the task force. I don't start shit, but be giving them what they ask for. Catch me rolling deep, just like the Prezi. Backseat, thrown in the leaf, too lazy. Gotta spell the shit out, it could get messy. Cause my flow got them wet as a levee up in the Chevy. What else can a hater tell me? All our other autos semi, nigga. What?
It is indeed a great place to be here for you at this particular time.
I told my niggas I'm in kill mode. I've been a student of the game, I made the honor roll. Live nigga, but I'm always on some mellow shit. Swing and let it ring and you get the front of your melon hit. Fuck a gang gang, all you hear is a bang bang. If you see them with me, just know that they do the same thing. Holla, I give it to you, I promise. Playing out the case, I'ma rain like Carl Thomas. My name being mentioned in many circles. Boom, bap, trap, or I could kill them commercial. The talk of New York got heavy, yayo. For the bread, I let it spread, that's heavy mayo. In the kitchen, ripping, it's like flinching. How I make a brick jump from one to two chickens. Sitting on something heavy that most of you niggas kill for. BMS shit, Monopoly on the billboard, nigga.
Thank you, and thank you very kindly.
Thank you, and thank you very kindly. What it be, what it be. It's your boy, OG Tyree, and I am filling in tonight for my brother, Uncle Different. It is definitely my distinct privilege and pleasure to do so. This is the Uncle Different show, your boy, OG Tyree. Yes, absolutely. Yes. I want everybody to call in to my line tonight. 929-477-2425. That's 2425. I want you to hit me up. Tonight we're talking about fathers. I want to first and foremost give a shout out to all the fathers out there, especially those fathers that are in the struggle and doing what they can do to take care of their own. Definitely a shout out to you tonight. Me, myself, on a personal level, it can be a rough day for me, but I'm still joyous and happy. My father passed away 7 years ago, the day before Father's Day. Yes, absolutely. I was on my way home from California and got the news that my father, I was going to spend my last Father's Day with my father just to find out that he had passed away. But that's okay. I'm glad because I know that he's in a better place. And, you know, I mean, life goes on, they say. So guess what? Life goes on. I was proud and privileged to have a good father. And I pray that many of you can say the same thing. This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee. It is 7 o'clock p.m. here in the Central Time. It is 5 o'clock p.m. out on the West Coast, and it is 9 o'clock p.m. out on the East Coast. Tap into my line. I'd love to hear from you tonight. Let's talk about something different for a change. Let's make it a different kind of night. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about the fathers tonight. Let's talk about what it means to be a good father. And give me some examples of some of the fathers that have encouraged you and made you who you are to be. Let's talk about it. In the meantime and in between time, this is your boy, OG Tiger Lee Gaza. Let's hit him with something hard, my brother.
Yeah. Mom. Yeah. Oh, your bestie, let me work your body. Come on, yeah. Oh, your bestie, let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. Nah, I'ma blow your back up, babe, feel sick. Can you feel this? So come on, you can cruise on over, we gon' cut her, come on. I don't need the drink, I'm rolling blood, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Put them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm on, bestie. Let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. I'ma blow your back up, babe, feel sick. Can you feel this? So come on, you can cruise on over, we gon' cut her, come on. I don't need the drink, I'm rolling blood, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Put them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I call you awful, I tell you let's smoke. While we in this session, your eyes tell me let's go. So I grab you by your neck, now we stand no to no. And pull your head from the back of your head, other half full of ass off for sure. Nibble on your neck, to the tender part of your shoulder. Find it, your body, I want it, it feel like I'm taking over. Pick you up, put your leg around my waist. Look what I beat him, athlete from the back, flip through position. She said she needed that, tongue flicking quick on your clit. Like I'm getting lyrical, I work and make you squirt. She act like it's a miracle. I roll to the back of her head, let you get it spiritual. Long strokes make you holler that moan. Oh, bam, I'm hearing you. Love the way that you grew, boo, you be doing. You beautiful from head to toe, masterpiece, even a cuticle. Fly, I'm matching that drive. New better boo, it's true. Two of us united at one. The way you move it, you got me standing at attention. And I'm trying to figure best next course of action. Pull a hip bender, I didn't get it like they did. And they trip it, bit, I can make a big come get. Oh, let the best smoke, UBS know that all we deliver. Bestie, let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel shit. I'ma blow your back up and feel shit. Can you feel this? So come on. You can cruise on over, we gon' cut her, come on. Come on, I don't need to drink or roll and blush, so come on. Come on, rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Set them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm a bestie. Let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. I'ma blow your back up, babe, real sick. Can you feel this? Stop it, come on. You can cruise on over, we gon' cut her, come on. I don't need to drink, I'm rolling blood, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Set them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm on.
Yeah, in studio, come on. Calico, 612. Yes, my brother, come on. I like that. I like that a lot. This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee. It's time for you to come talk to me. Let's talk about something different this evening. We're going to talk about fathers. We're going to have a wonderful time talking about fathers, what they mean to us, the type of father we are, what type of father we strive to be. We've had some good examples. I'm going to tell you some things about my father and what it means to me, because I feel like my father was the father above all fathers, and I hope that each and every one of you out there can say the same thing about your fathers. And if you didn't necessarily have a father, because, yeah, we had some of those too, believe it or not, you know, my father is not biologically my father, just to mention that. I had one of them donors too, so you know what I'm saying, and I have no respect for a donor. You understand what I'm saying? I have no respect. I won't tell you how I really feel in my heart, but I'm gonna keep it peaceful, you know. I wanna say to my callers, please don't hang up. Have fun with me tonight. Hold in there. This your boy OG Tiger Lee. We gonna talk about it. As a matter of fact, why don't we go ahead and take our first caller tonight? Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Oh, damn, I just called in and I get unmuted. Oh, damn, niggas must know the number. What's going on,
that
everybody?
What's up?
It's
who
your boy, Homicide Joker. What's going on, everybody? I want to wish all, you know, that you know, you know, Tiger, OG Tiger Lee, man, you said something about the sperm donor. So, you know, I'm going to wish a happy Father's Day in advance to all the fathers out there.
All the fathers.
And I'm going to wish, you know, I'm going to wish a happy Father's Day to all the mothers out there who are taking up to the sperm donor.
That's good. That's where it's
you
at
know,
right there. I appreciate that.
Not trying to take too much from the fathers because, you know, we got to hear that stereotype every year. We shouldn't have
right.
Father's Day because, you know, it's the deadbeat that, you know, make it bad
right.
to us parents, as fathers.
Right.
You know, not only do I have, you know, an actual child, I just had a litter of seven bullies. So,
yeah,
I'm a dog dad as well.
Well,
now,
let me say it like this.
I see the topic is what is a good father, correct?
What makes a great father? That's the topic.
What makes a great father?
What makes a great
Tom.
Father? What in your mind?
Tom, dedication.
Dedication, time.
Being present, being there.
Commitment.
You know,
most
people
that.
Are going to say, you know, financially. You have
right.
certain fathers who may not be able to be there financially, but they are that moral support for their child. They are there when that child needs somebody to speak to. They are there when that child needs that shoulder to cry on.
I agree with that.
They say money,
now, that's
they
not
say
what
money
I,
can't
I
buy you happiness.
Let me
correct?
Clarify. I don't consider that a deadbeat. I consider that someone that just, you know, financial means. We're not talking financial means, and anybody whose mind is that dim to say financial means, something is definitely wrong with you, to be honest with you, because we're not talking about financial means. We're talking about the things that you said, the time, the patience, the love, you know, how you treat them, you know, because
I'm gonna be honest.
Money ain't everything.
I know a couple people, OG. I'm going to keep it a buck. I know a couple people who daddy ain't in the picture, but all they did was write a check at the end of the month and say, here, this is yours. Then I know people who daddy couldn't do it for them, but they daddy was there when they needed to pick up that phone call. Yo, dad, I need somebody to talk to. Yo, dad,
that's what I'm
going
about.
Through this.
Right.
And,
right.
You know,
now. Yeah.
It seems,
now.
You know, what most people feel is financial. It's more of a mind state and the stability of can you physically and mentally be there for your child? And when I say physically,
I agree.
School shows, report cards. They fall and get hurt. Can you physically be there for them?
There you go. See, now you know what you're talking about. You hit the nail on the head right there, Homicide, for sure. On that.
You done? Man,
yeah. That is what makes
about,
a great father.
I eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of father I had, somebody that was present, somebody that didn't mind getting out playing a few games with me, you know, and have a little fun and, you know, do different things. Taught me what it was to be a man and taught me how to respect females and women. Always say, remember, you got a mama and sister, and if you don't want nobody doing that to yours, you don't do it to nobody else's. You know what I mean? That type of shit. You see what I'm saying? You know.
Like me?
Let me
and my dad,
yeah.
Me and my dad, we never had a real tight relationship.
Right.
You know, my dad had his own little personal issues. But if I called my dad and I need somebody to talk to, my
he's
dad
there.
Was there. And
right.
I sat there and, you know,
right.
I needed somebody to sit there and just, you know, a confidant, not knocking anything from my father. I was able to call my dad at any time. But I also
that's
had my mom husband. I also
that's
had my mom husband. I had my grandfather. So I had, you know, those male role models. And
absolutely.
No matter which way you put it, I never take anything from those men because if it wasn't for those men, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now and I wouldn't be the person I am right now.
Absolutely.
So at
and
the end
I
of the day, I say today's society, all men, all young men growing up, need that male role model in their life.
And that's what it is. That's what Father's Day really is all about. More than just being father is, you know, because you have people that are playing roles of fathers, such as you said, taking, you know, like Big Brothers and Big Sisters or programs and things like that, people that are mentoring and a father. See, so it goes beyond just saying father on this day, you know, because there's a lot of different people that are playing a lot of different roles in regards to this. Homicide, do me a favor real quick. Drop your social media on everybody. Let them know where they can find you at, my brother.
You can find me on Instagram at The Real Homicide Joker. You can also follow my dog page if you're interested in getting an American Bully. Got them exotics on deck. Price is negotiable, so you can also reach me at Joker's Exotic Bully, Joker's Exotic Asylum on IG as well. And, you know, reach out. I'm with all the shit as far as music, as far as graphics, as far as, you know, anything. I like to have my hand in everything, in every pocket.
There it is, right there. Right there. I definitely appreciate you calling in tonight, my brother. Do me a favor.
Of course.
Let me see if you know this song right here. Guys, drop it on real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I think that's that fake friend. I think Gaza, I want to announce something. And give it take, you know, the next 2 to 3 weeks, I might have something new dropping.
Okay.
So it's going to be crazy. I have this track called Facts. So I'm going to be dropping real soon. I gave y'all a name. That's all y'all get for now. But, you know, can you please let them know,
we
and understand? Yes, of course. That's a definite fact. But I need y'all to understand. This song's fake friends wasn't to belittle anybody, wasn't to make anybody feel like it was directed towards them. This was, and honestly, I don't give a fuck if you felt like it was directed towards anybody. But this is to understand so everybody can relate. We all had that one person that was in our corner, and when things got hard, they want to show their true colors and turn their back.
There it
is. So this was directed towards those who say they are going to ride with their squad and fold under pressure, no matter what the situation is.
There it is. Callers, do me a favor. Do not hang up. Go ahead. Bring it in for me, my brother.
It's your boy, Homicide Joker, featuring Fly Gaza with Fake Friends. You can find that on Apple Music, Spotify, everything.
Enemy turn to enemy, enemy turn to frenemy. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Yeah. Frenemy turn to enemy, enemy turn to frenemy. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Yeah. Frenemy turn to enemy, enemy turn to frenemy. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Yeah.
Niggas with my brothers found out they was undercover, also clout lovers. Before the clout chasing, now I'm here sitting, looking at what I'm facing. Got my mind pacing, laughing at the haters, doubting me on all occasions. Yeah, I said it once. Cold fly guys that'll roll up the blunt. Home, homicide of kills on the hunt. Coming for your lunch, smoking up by the free Dutch. From Marvin on the ad to Marvin in the lab. You already know we chasing that bag. Popping them tags, counting them stacks. So fly guys and let's bring it back.
Friend of me, turn to enemy. Enemy, turn to friend of me. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
It's happening non-stop. For the record, block out the pool, we on top. Life a lesson, you gotta respect it. Then go ahead and get popped. They rather hate than congratulate, and that's the worst. But everything that's a strategy, it won't work. Kinda get it all in one day, just more work. Hating on a good person with heart, it won't work.
They gotta get it on they silly flow. I'm from New York City, I'm on my gritty dough. I move around state to state, any city though. I move around state to state, any city though.
Friend of me, turn to enemy. Enemy, turn to friend of me. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, yeah. Friend of me, turn to enemy. Enemy, turn to friend of me. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of me, turn to enemy. Enemy, turn to friend of me. There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it, yeah. There it is right there. There it is right there. That's my guy, Fly Gaza, and Homicide Joker with Fake Friends. I like that. Fake Friends. Callers, hang in there with me. We're talking about fathers today. What's a good father mean to you? Tell me what a good father is. I mean, everybody's opinion does matter to OG Tiger Lee. We can all learn a lot because I'm sure everybody's opinion is very valid here. Absolutely. Let's enjoy each other's company. Let's learn a lot from each other because there is no wrong answer. If you had a good father, there can be no wrong answer. Tell me what a good father really means to you. You know, I can tell you what mine means to me, and I will before the show is over, for sure on that. But let's go ahead and take another caller real quick. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Yo, 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 this Calico 612, what's happening? Yeah. This the captain from Chicago, but shit, I'm out here in St. Paul. Know what I mean?
Well, come on.
Shit. But look, on me. On me.
You
but look, while we speaking on the right good fathers, right?
Yes,
man.
Absolutely.
Look, I got five miracles, and I got number six on the way. You hear me? Look, yo. A good father is an active father. My babies is down in Chicago, but it takes one phone call for them to tell me something, and I'm on my way. It's going to be hours before I pop up and however I need to. A present for a good father, a great father, will be able to switch hats and act accordingly in any situation for their babies, no matter what that look like. You're going to step, stand, or whatever the fuck you have to for your babies because that's all you got. Yo, and I learned that shit, right? Because, and that's blessed. I was listening to the brother before me. Yo, I wasn't that blessed. I ain't had no father figure, no mother figure, no none of that. I've been growing on my own. It's been me and God, you feel me? And my baby.
I feel you.
I turned everything that I wish I had, I turned to be that for my kids. I could always be more better, right? But I'll tell you this right now. I'm a great father.
I believe that. I believe that. And I'm going to tell you why I believe that, because the most important thing you said to me was you want to be for your kids what you didn't have for yourself, and that's what it's all about. There's nothing more sad to me than men that bring children into the world and then don't take the initiative to want to step up. And you feel me? Because I think it's so sad. And I think it's even worse as these women that are letting these men do that to them, knowing that these men are deadbeats. They deadbeat with one female and then bounce to the next and do the same thing and bounce to the next and do the same thing.
Too, it's a lot of fundamental issues that's going on that's, you know what I'm saying, why people not holding themselves to no standard. You know what I'm saying? They laying down with whoever, not even thinking about it, and then after the fact getting mad about who they had a baby with. But hold on, did you even pay attention to who you was laying with before you had your kid?
Oh, there you go right there. On me, man, for real. That's what's up. See, yeah, see, you know some things, man, for real. Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Do me a favor, before we continue this, go ahead and drop that social media on the people.
All right, my people. Hey, you can find me at Calico G. That's two words, C-A-L-I-C-O. Space G-E-E on Facebook. If you're looking on Instagram, it's King Calico 612. Catch me on YouTube, Calico 612. I got videos. I got a docuseries. I'm about to have a recovery podcast coming to bring more awareness to the recovery community and what it looks like.
See, this brother all about positivity. Y'all tune in for sure. Support this brother. This brother's all about change, and change in a positive way, not a negative way. Calico 612, I appreciate you, my brother, for show on that.
And you as well. Gratitude and appreciation.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you tapping in. This be your boy, OG Tiger Lee. Hey, Calico, let me ask you real quick. Do you happen to know what this song is right here?
It's hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That it's an ugly motherfucker. Let his soul bleed on the record. Nah, man. Oh, me.
Yeah.
I heard that nigga an asshole. Hey, Calico 612, people, fuck with me. I got a lot of big shit coming. Hey.
Like that. This.
Yeah. All the pain that I go through, you only see what I showed you. Cold chill, can you feel that? Sometimes I wish I never knew how to feel to be real, Jack. You can't begin to imagine pain that I go through. Human vision, flesh deep, you see what I show you. Cold chill, can you feel that? Sometimes I wish this bullshit wasn't real. Damn, ayy. Mama left me at 4 months old. From Texas, Chicago, young Chicano, all in his soul. The way to beat him, the way she speak it, you know he gone. Fucked up his life, but he let him, it ain't nowhere to go. She made it known at a young age, a nigga all alone. And that still ain't changed now, look what I'm doing wrong. I've been a hustler since grammar school, I tried words but so. Flashback that smile on her face, 12 had me up on the floor. My body so up, met emotions, strong times over her. They made him hit him, look like they was up and already clutching, forgive me, Lord. Let no drama, he lost his job, lost his crib. BB, he helped, don't know no more. They up, they gone, feeling cursed, this can't be life on God. You can't begin to imagine pain that I go through. Human vision, flesh deep, you see what I show you. Cold chill, can you feel that? Sometimes I wish I never knew how to feel to be real, Jack. You can't begin to imagine pain that I go through. Human vision, flesh deep, you see what I show you. Cold chill, can you feel that? Sometimes I wish this bullshit wasn't real, damn. I done lost friends, but not like this. It's karma getting me back. 7 friends, 120 days, one not so close, I'm fucked up that. It's no one to call, not for conversation, food or no dollar. This is shit that ate at my soul, grab my hustle away. Force my hand, I ain't trying to stay outside, not again, not mean no way. I'm taking something, too many fakes supposed to love me, they funny. I don't mean shit if you ain't getting nothing. Brace right, your sweet side's disgusting. Too many people stab my back, I ain't never had love, not genuine facts. Tragic, horrific, still not getting this shit. No one to call on that plane, they not get it. Not that move around, could be doing swimming. Never really gave a fuck about burning bridges. Trauma for none of me, I don't like the niggas. Call motherfuckers, old fact, you like me tripping. Wouldn't be a damn, we can see that. Home of the brave, land of the crooked. Too many times, I done fought cases and I ain't even do shit. You can't begin to imagine pain that we go through. Human vision, flesh deep, you see what we show you. Cold chill, can you feel that? Sometimes I wish I never knew how to feel to be real, Jack. You can't begin to imagine pain that I go through. Human vision, flesh deep, you see what I show you. Cold chill, can you feel that? Sometimes I wish this bullshit wasn't real, dang.
Yeah, that's the boy, Calico 612 with pain. Shout out, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you tapping in with the OG tonight. This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee. This is something different, the Something Different Show. Not the Uncle Different, Something Different. OG Tiger Lee back in the house. So one night and one night only. Come tune in, tap in. Hit my line, 929-477-2425. Come have a word with the OG. Let's talk about tonight's topic, fathers. What it means to you to have a good father. What does it mean? What's a good father to you? What does it mean? See, we ain't here to do nothing but communicate to educate. That's what we want to do tonight. Yes, absolutely, 100% on that. Let me tell you a little bit about my father before we get to our next caller. I'm proud of my father. My father lived to be 89 years old. And let me tell you something. The first real ass whooping I ever had, and when I say ass whooping, when I was 14 years old, before I left home, stretched out on my own. My father, I thought I was a man, you know, been in the boxing, doing a few little things, and thought my hands was good, or so I thought. Yeah, but my father said, yeah, come on out in this backyard. I think it's time you know what it means to be a man. You think you can, you got hands and you can do that. He took me out there and he gave me some more pull. He taught me some respect. He taught me what it really means to honor thy father and thy mother. You know, I can laugh about it now. It wasn't funny at the time. I had very good parents. They gave me discipline, but it was discipline when I needed discipline. Because I'm not going to lie, I wasn't a bad kid, but I did some unruly things like most kids do. I had teenage years, you know. I did foolish, stupid things. And through it all, my mother and my father, they loved me through it all. That's a good parent. A good parent is the type of parent that don't turn their back on their kids, even as they're growing and learning and doing different things. You know what I'm saying? Both of my parents are gone now, but I'm proud to say that I had the father that I had. My father was a minister. You know, he was a preacher, pastored his own church, and he taught us what it really meant to honor thy parents, to honor God and to honor thy parents. Honor God first and then thy parents. I was real blessed. I went through 24 years of my life in the penitentiary, and through it all, my father and my mother were there. And as I stated earlier, when my father came into my life, I was still in my mother's belly. He wasn't biologically my father. See, I had a deadbeat, to be quite honest. He didn't want me. He never wanted me. And the things he did to my mother, I won't even talk about on this radio. But nevertheless, I was blessed to get the father that I did have. See, so God had a greater plan for my life because I learned a lot more with my my dad, my father, than I did with my biological. And I'm grateful for everything that he ever taught me. Believe that. All right, let's do this. I got one caller on deck, so here's what we're going to do. I think what we should do, we should go ahead and let's go ahead and get to the caller. I think they've been waiting long enough, and I've been running my jibs long enough. Caller, go ahead. Let's talk to the OG. Tell me who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Man, this your boy Zero Smiles, BX Barrels in Miami, Florida, and everywhere in between. You already know. What's up, OG?
What up, Zero Smiles? What's up, my brother?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Can't complain.
I know that's right. I know you down there in Miami. I know damn well you can't complain down there.
Yeah.
You better not
when
be...
all this goddamn rain stops.
Oh, y'all got some rain coming through there?
It's been raining. It's been raining every day for about at least 2 hours, 2-3 hours a day for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, damn. Damn. See, but y'all down in
but
the
once
tropics,
the rain, but once the rain go away, it's nice.
I know, it's hot. That's what it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah. The other day it hit 90.
Yeah, I used to live down there. I lived down by Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
That's the area I'm in. That's the actual area I'm in, too.
Really?
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yep. It's nice. That's out here. I got my hustle. I'm an HVAC tech as well. So, you know, I'm always employed.
Right. I know that's right. Hey, tonight's topic, you know what tonight's topic is? It's all about the father.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. Break it down for me, and you tell me what a good father is to you.
See, I'm a father of, biologically, I'm a father of four, but
uh-huh.
I'm a father of eight.
Okay.
Because I have four kids that's mine, but I ain't birthed them. They ain't come from me, but they mine. So
that's right.
And I also have a deadbeat as a father who I ain't meet until I was 21.
Right.
But the man that did raise me my uncle Knowledge, that's who I consider my father my whole life. Even though I know that he's my uncle, I always identified him as my uncle. I never called the man dad, but that's my father
right.
figure my whole life. And that's what I learned, that no matter what, try. If you ain't trying, then you never at least attempt it.
Right.
Try.
Yeah,
That was Knowledge's big thing. Even before Uncle Knowledge passed, when I had Leilani was just born, my oldest daughter.
Right.
And me and her mother still don't see eye to eye, but I still try. I attempt. I try. I found court motion. You gonna let me see my kid whether you want to or not. And that's where a lot of these guys getting messed up at, is they just give up. They think that they can't do nothing when these kids need you.
Yes,
you took the risk by even doing the deed to make that child. Man up.
Absolutely.
Man up. So,
that's it.
Yeah, it frustrates me. I pay child support for one of mine, and I'm a great father to her. She could call me right now and say, I need $100 for Harry Potter event. She'll get it. As long as I'm like, I still check that, I still make sure grades is good, all those other things that a father's supposed to do.
That's
but
right. There it is. Right
I'm a father that's not in. I'm a father that's not in the same household as my daughter, as two of my daughters.
But I
don't have to be, because they know who their father is. Because no matter what their mother might say, I'm going to go try and make sure
Absolutely.
That I try to be the best dad I could be. You can't judge a dad by his actions if he's not attempting. So the whole
Absolutely.
Purpose is to try.
And you know what? Since you said that, let me shout out those mothers that are letting those fathers be fathers to their children. Because let's be realistic.
Yes.
Some of those mothers do not always let the fathers be fathers to the children. Use the children as
fathers. Two of my baby mothers do everything in their power to make sure I don't see my daughter. I have four baby
right.
mothers. Two of
and
my baby
ridiculous.
Mothers. My two daughters' mothers, they do everything in their power. But the one thing that I made sure I did is that I put my name on that birth certificate. That's legally giving me rights to my child, whether the mother wants to or not. Yes, I pay child support. I make sure that child support's paid. So if I pay my child support, you can't tell me I can't see my kid, no matter how you feel.
That's
not a fight. Most of you stop giving up and thinking that, oh, they win. I pay child support. They already won. No, we can fight all that shit. We got power, too. We get rights, too. Just don't sit there and think you ain't got right or rights to your kids and give up. That makes you a deputy. When you know where your child's at and you don't try. A lot of these dudes be pissing me off because they pay $50 in child support and expect that to be everything okay. What the
Absolutely.
Fuck? I can't even see. I got a 2 year old in the car seat right now while I'm driving on the turnpike. I can't even feed him off $50 a month. Like, I'm an active dad. Like, I'm one of those. I'm like, that's the side of General Smiles most fans don't really see.
What you call it?
I'm
a
real dad.
An attentive father. You pay attention. You know, you want to be a part of your children's lives is exactly what it is. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, OG don't have children. All children are OG's children. And I protect every last one of them with my life, 100%. See, I've never been blessed to have children, but I've been blessed enough to play that role in a lot of different instances in my life. I've been a Mr. Belvedere, if you know what that is. A Mr. Belvedere is more like a male nanny. You know what I mean? I lived, I took care of the kids, got them up to school. Their parents worked on the Army base. You know, I've done a lot. I have oh my God, I want to say at least 100, 110 nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews, you know what I mean? But you feel
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm talking about those that are grown now that I used to be able to hold in my hands, you know what I mean? I definitely understand what it is to be a father, but you don't have to necessarily hold that role because there's a lot of different ways of being a father. Some uncles are fathers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wanna say shout out to the step guys too, because a lot of the step guys, I'm a step dad too. They get a lot of heat from the biological fathers that don't step up. It's called step dad for a reason.
Yeah, and absolutely, and I think any of them bums should be happy that somebody's playing the role for their children, so their children will at least have something positive in their life.
Every child needs a father figure. Yes, a mother can teach a child so much, but a lot of things they're not going to learn if they don't have that male figure in their life.
I agree. I'm 100% in agreement with you on that. All right, Zero Smiles, I definitely appreciate you tapping in. Here's what I want you to do. Go ahead and drop your social media on the people. Tell the people where they can reach out to you at.
You can find me at Instagram, Zero_Smiles with a Z, S-M-I-L-E-Z, or on Facebook, Donovan The Real Smiles Uchiha. Space each name, you already know, on YouTube, Zero Smiles, or all platforms, Zero Smiles. And you can catch me right here every Wednesday night on For The Record Radio with the Weed Files. Right here, one and only, man.
There it is. You heard it right here on For The Record. Excuse me, For The Record Radio every Wednesday night.
We got
night.
Us.
We got us, for sure. For The Record Radio, we definitely got us. That's what it is. Look here, I got a little throwback something for you here tonight, Zero Smiles. I want you to listen to this. Tune in, tap in, feel the vibe. From OG to you, here it comes.
Smile. Mike Fish. Ghost.
Ooh.
All I want to know.
Right there.
All I wanna know,
endless
pain.
All I wanna know, why they say time heals all pain.
Cause all a nigga know,
that with time, yeah, the pain don't go away.
And all I wanna know,
what's God got in store for me.
Cause all a nigga feel,
it's endless. Endless pain.
Pain in my heart got me thinking. Remember them days we was out there chasing chicken. Now that you're gone, a part of me is really missing. I don't understand why God needed you so quickly. But I gotta keep it going, hold it down, and you know it. Never quit or lose this motherfucking focus. Hoping when them gates open up, you there to open. My daughter was born 2 days after you went and I saw it. A silhouette of life and I saw you. I can't believe that shit. Your brother's a bird. I had to leave that shit. Casper, you're my dog, I love you to death. The twins is always fucking good word to the heart of my chest.
All I wanna know,
why they say time heals all pain.
Cause all a nigga know,
that with time, yeah, the pain don't go away.
And all I wanna know,
what's God got in store for me.
Cause all a nigga feel,
is endless. Endless pain.
It's 9 a.m. I'm trying to sleep, phone won't stop ringing. Fuck, so I turn, it's my mom, so I answer quickly.
Hello? Hey son, quick question, did you get the news?
What?
Your brother's missing and they really don't know what to do.
What? Jumped out the bed and hit the floor cause I missed a step. Sheesh. I'm trying to help but I'm finding that it's hard to do. Cause you in Texas, I'm in NY and I can't fly.
Can't
my funds
fly.
Are tied down and I can't lie. Fat shit is draining me and killing me emotionally.
Emotionally.
And when I try to sleep, I'm having night terrors.
Night
and when I'm up, I swear to God, I'm a solid swallower. I'm screaming justice for Jordan till I die.
Fact.
All I wanna know, why they say time heals all pain.
Cause all a nigga know,
that with time, yeah, the pain don't go away.
And all I wanna know,
what's God got in store for me.
Cause all a nigga feel,
it's endless, endless pain.
Thank you.
I'm ready to live this life. Niggas out there hating, they trying to take my life. So I keep it grippy, my nigga, won't happen twice. All my niggas with it, you ready, then roll the dice. Got your bitch creeping and sneaking, trying to get high. She wanna come and smoke with them G's, she know the vibe. Never fucking sober, my nigga, I'm always high. Six pack Corona or Henny, the Dutch is fine. I settle for the paper or fine for the Russian cream. In anything other, not trying to be mean. Brutally honest, some calling it mean. Holding on my collar, looking up for that green. I'm smoking on that real shit, y'all smoking on that bullshit. Designer bag, but it's not designer what it's full with. That's some fucking bullshit, what happened to the real shit? Everyone got runs, but it's platinum if you look quick. Just take a look at your weed, my nigga. These niggas lying to y'all with that fake ass designer shit. Get that bum shit up out of here. 60 or better, my nigga. 60 or better.
You A2, you crazy for this one.
Back on the wall a few times, I had to duck and dodge. But the weed keep me strong, they got for the plugs. But these niggas fucking up with them garbage bags, trash gas. But they be telling you they got that gas mask. Sick of hood platinum niggas out there bumping. If the apes ain't 60 or better, I ain't smoking. I be floating on the clouds and your bitch really love it. She be grabbing on my blunts, telling me that she don't smoke shit. I got her doing all these things that she knew she never did. Twisting blunts, taking shots, acting like a college kid. Pulling up to my spot, nigga, you know that it's lit. Got the pee in the trunk and we about to burn this shit. It's some cookies and some skunk, it's that gas shit. That aroma so strong you can't pass it. I'm smoking on a blunt bigger than a bat. If you ain't put in on this butt, then I won't pass it. So don't act shit, nigga, cause I ain't give y'all niggas shit. I ain't smoking with y'all niggas, I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. I don't like none of y'all niggas. All y'all niggas can go eat a Frank. Dead eyes. Keep y'all trash ass weed over there. Let me smoke my good shit over here. I don't want y'all chippins. I don't want y'all bitches. I don't want y'all money.
You crazy.
I just wanna be successful, y'all niggas, and leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's my brother right here on For the Record Radio for show. Zero Smiles featuring Mike Fish and Ghost Endless Pain. That was the first cut for show on that. And the second cut was Zero Smiles and the Vibes. Yes, that's my brother right there for show. Shout out to him. Definitely appreciate you calling in, my brother, showing your love and support to the OG. Looks like we got one more caller on the line tonight. I can't help but wonder who that might be. I'm very interested in knowing who this caller is. Caller, the OG is interested in hearing your voice, so will you tell the OG who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do?
Hi, OG Tiger Lee. Welcome home.
Hi,
it is
Mama.
Beautiful red.
How you doing, my sister?
I am doing good. First of all, happy early Father's Day. So I appreciate you coming back and hanging out with us tonight. We missed you. It's
always
a family fair when OG Tiger Lee in the building.
You already know. I'm always there, baby. You just don't see me, but I'm there.
I know you're listening and supporting. And we appreciate that. I always love you, and I appreciate you for supporting us.
Absolutely. Always, always. For the record, for life. That's what
mm-hmm.
it is with me. Just like
that.
That
part,
for the record, for life.
For the
yes.
record, family first.
There it is, period. We got us. You know we do.
Uh-huh.
So let me ask you, let me tap in to tonight's topic. I've always valued your opinion. I've always valued your answers to whatever the night's query may be. So let me ask you, Father's Day, what does it mean to you?
I grew up with my father. So I know
Absolutely.
That a lot of people haven't had that blessing of growing up in a two-parent household. So I do feel like it's not normal nowadays, which is crazy, but that was normal for me. So my dad has always been a part of me and my siblings' life. I know all of my siblings. My dad was always present since day one. So I do know what it's like to have that presentation of a father, but I can also see, like, my friends and the struggles that is to know what it's like not to have one. So I definitely am grateful that I was blessed with a father who was present and who took care of us and who was there.
Absolutely.
And guided us.
Absolutely.
So for me, a father is somebody who provides protection, somebody who provides guidance. They love you. Sometimes they're a little harder on you than you need, than you want them to be. But it's
right, right.
So,
but there's a reason for it.
I watch my brothers grow up to be great fathers, and my daughter has a great father. So I grew up around a lot of men who actually displayed what it is like to be a positive father figure in their kids' life. You guys, all of my actual male friends, Daniel, all of my rapper friends, all of them, Suavo, everybody, they're actually really good dads. So I've had a positive light of what it's like to be a dad in my life.
Absolutely. I definitely can feel that. For sure. I'm just like you. I was blessed. The more I hear people talk about how good their fathers is, I think my father was number one. Always has and always will be. You know, I used to drive a 18-wheeler. You know what I mean? That's where the love of 18-wheelers comes from. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I definitely appreciate you calling in. I have missed hearing you. You know that?
Yes, I miss you too. So make sure you tune in with us a little bit more. You're always welcome to stop by the Red Spotlight on Sunday.
You already know. I got carte blanche. You know, you already know I'm coming. Yeah, absolutely.
I love you, OG. Thank you.
You know that's right. I appreciate you calling in, my sister. Here's what I want you to do. Tell all these beautiful people out here where they can find the beautiful Red at.
You guys can follow me on all social media platforms. And, of course, you guys can catch me live on Sunday nights here at For the Record Radio, 7 p.m. at the Red Spotlight, where I touch bases with the elite in your city and mine.
There it is right there. Y'all tune in. Tap in. Look in on the beautiful Red. You're missing out on a lot. Hey, look here. I got an artist who is he's a great father, and I want you to feel his vibe. We're gonna go ahead and drop this artist on you right now.
Let's go.
I love you, girl.
I love you too.
All right, then.
And my brother Guapo. My favorite song.
Hey, Vectro, you going crazy.
Hey, I've been searching for a whole light, wanna do the night light. Ain't gotta be fancy, just gonna be a spark in my life. Can't lose no battle, she's right on the side when I fight. She's my passenger in my ride. She can ride all night if you feeling tired, let's go. Tears dry, who's on your side? I'm right here, you know. Help you find yourself before you let yourself go. Too much on her mind, she won't let no one know. Oh, oh. Well, I'm here for the risk. Knowing you empty inside, they set you aside, didn't even miss. Knowing you were meant to fly, trying to find a way, didn't exist. Work your ass off, give it off the love, then you get stripped. Tryna dust your last off when you're with me, it doesn't make sense. Try giving out feelings, but mostly the way that you feeling is being exempt. Her shine burn like wood fires, wouldn't wanna be up in a tent. Her shine burn like wood fires, wouldn't wanna be up in a tent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my ride. She can ride all night if you feeling tired, let's go. Tears dry, who's on your side? I'm right here, you know. Help you find yourself before you let yourself go. Too much on her mind, she won't let no one know. Oh, oh, oh. I'ma be with you every little second. chicken. Notice I would never move when I see you sweating. Don't you forget when I'm present. Reaching for you when you're weary, I can never let it. I know emotions are deadly. Hella patient with the time, tell me when you're ready. No need for you feeling heavy. I'ma do it cause it's real, I ain't with the sketchy. Letting you know that you sexy. Getting you so far away, you won't see a message. I gotta have it embedded. Making sure that you remember every time I said it. You know I'm keeping it steady. Nobody blocking the wave the moment I catch it. You know I'm keeping it steady. Nobody blocking the wave the moment we catch it.
Yeah.
I've been searching for a hard life, walking through the night light. Ain't gotta be fancy, just gonna be a spark in my life. Can't lose no battle, she's right on the side when I fight. Don't ask me why, she's my passenger in my life. She can ride all night if you feeling tired, let's go. Tears dry, who's on your side, I'm right here, you know. Help you find yourself before you let yourself go. Too much on her mind, she won't let no one know. Oh,
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 oh. Yeah, just like that. You feel what about y'all didn't know I do that, did you? Uh-huh. Oh, gee, mess around, surprise you now. Mess around, drop an album on y'all. Y'all better quit playing with me. Y'all don't know about me. Oh, gee, Tiger Lee. This has definitely been something different. I definitely want to shout out all of those that called in tonight. Definitely appreciate you. Everybody's opinion definitely matters. I learned a lot about what a good father is. I know I had a good father for sure. I demonstrate that every day, for sure, for sure. I definitely appreciate everyone that showed love tonight, that called in, showed me support. Uncle Different, safe travels to you, my brother, if you can hear me. I definitely appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you entrusting in me the ability to carry on your show in your absence. For show on that. We're going to go ahead and end the show tonight. I want you all to tune in next Saturday night. Uncle Different will be back with the Uncle Different Show. Tune in, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 9 o'clock p.m. out on the East Coast, and 5 o'clock p.m. out on the West Coast. Tune in to the Uncle Different Show. Here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. As a matter of fact, why don't you tap into Uncle Different? You may be surprised. He is something different for sure. 929-477-2425. Write that down. Tune in to Uncle Different next Saturday. Appreciate everyone. This has been your boy, OG Tiger Lee. We're going to end the show with my brother, Soda Coda. Let's fly.
And I'm soaring so damn high now. I swear I can touch the sky now. Yeah, it ain't no do or die now. I'm just thriving, But I've been drinking when I'm driving. But I swear it's for a good purpose. Cause I used to want this life I'm living. You see, I know that I deserve this. Ay. It's okay, ma, I slow down. I always knew that I was your worst kid. Ay, but look at me now, ma. They said I'd never make it right. They don't let have ever fucking chance. They never knew I laid awake at night. Just asking the devil if I could have a chance for a day. So I'm mosey, yeah, I'm mosey, yeah, I'm mosey down this road. It's a cold, long path, one that my soul knows. From sunrise to sunset, it's in between the lines. Have faith in he knows best. Living my life blind in the time I've been using. I know it has been borrowed. I don't know if I will rise or if I'll see tomorrow. Happiness has been equalized with pains of sorrow. And so get a little flower, you need some water so I can grow. Fly little birdies, fly high and fly away. Go and spread your wings and find that little promised land. And if you land, if you find it, please tell me where it's at. I just wanna be right there and show where it comes at. I've been gone for too long. Now I need someone to show me the way home. So I call and I say, leave a porch light on. It's been a long day. I put one foot down and the other's gonna follow. My son and for my daughter, going harder by the daily. Got a list of fucking problems. Everyone just drives me crazy and it's never going on stop. But I gotta be on top. Fuck about the pick a lock. My style is just unorthodox. Yeah, but I'm moving kinda slow. Singing it's all good. I think I need to find a road. I just had some time for my mind to fucking roam. So now I think it's good. Now it's time to go home. But these mountains and these peaks, they be stressing long person. But I know I ain't weak. I'ma do what I got, I'ma find my fucking peace. Like, hold up, alright. Take a deep breath as I exhale. I know there's a lot of problems, but I swear I will prevail. Like, fuck, I want heaven, I ain't tryna live in hell. But I come from the flames, like, who are you to blame for the pain? Yeah, it's just running through the veins. Smoking on this ganja, hoping shit is gonna change. But I'm looking in the mirror, then it's just looking the same. Now it seems like I gotta change it, like I gotta change my game. I'm looking highly on the daily, like I said before. I got a lot of shit that drives me crazy. Old lady, man, I feel like she don't play me. But I keep on going, fuck, you ain't gonna let it shame me. Like, the old me's the only reason I'm the new me. Fucking feel me, put your hands up and get groovy. Let's just try to join, fuck it, get right to the point. You gotta do what you gotta, right?
Dust off these kicks, back alleys where I dip, move quick, get out that way, white boy, when I'm quick, they talk that shit, make a movie, fuck a blick, and grab a blick and let it spray, huh? Any occasion, just to show you who I am, don't go ham, bro, about to kill a monster, call me Rambo, so let it thunder, so fuck it, just let it rain, never be no joy if there wasn't any pain, from pain, I done changed up and finally found the lane, I just went and copped a whip and now they calling me insane, fuck bread, get hit, stack some more chips. Ops dead mouth fit top with closed lips. We just smoke blunts, roll up, take some more sips. How much better can life round here really get? Get nasty, popping shit off like acne. Y'all ain't really trying to rise, so why you trying to get at me? Little mama say you looking like a snacksy. We can do the dash and I can fuck you in the backseat. Grimy motherfucker, I don't show love to get none. Trying to take a piece of what is mine, then you can get fucked. Don't stand up, you never fucking standing. This shit is up in motion, it just took some years of planning. Told you done fucked up when I found out who I am. My eyes are really open, now you fucking with the men. Now I'll break it down, watch it, I love to see just when they glisten. I told the bitch to shut up, sit down, she better listen. There better not be a point up in this vague and listen. If there is a savage on the streets, he's out here on a mission. I couldn't find my lane, so I drove off road. I'm smoking on some flame, cause my soul's gone cold. Hard-headed, street vetted, still remember that come up. Late nights and straight stressing, but that shit don't get brung up. Long nights, squeaking floorboards and the trap doors closed. Fiends at a cantor whores, yeah, my eyes closed. Stacking up, yeah, I'm having a double up. Having fun with the juice that I'm putting in my double cup. I don't know what it is to be putting up in this blunt. I just down the whole damn bottle, I'm wobbling, I'm turning up. I'm a savage, I'm staying up with a ratchet. Bad habits, I just can't snag it, goddamn it, I'm going for it.
Yo, this is Notch. All right, now you're listening to Uncle Different on For The Record Radio. You think we come to play, yo?
Yo, this your man Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me where you're now tuned in on For The Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.